Okay, so Parshas Kedoshim, Kedoshim Tiyus. So the Parsha opens up all sorts of mitzvahs bin al makom for us to achieve Kedushan. At Pasuk Ches, we learn about the mitzvah of Pigal and Nosar when you keep the Korbanos. And then in Pasuk Tes, we all of a sudden transition to the mitzvah of Peah and Leket. And first of all, we just notice what's mitzvahing. The mitzvah of Shechicha, normally we sort of group together Peah, Leket, and Shechicha. So why is it that Shechicha is not mentioned here? And then I guess the second question Chazal already picked up on is, like, why is there a connection between the mitzvahs of sort of the way we treat Kodshim with the mitzvahs of Peah and Leket? So Chazal here in the Torah Kodesh, they explain that the same way that when we have Korban Shlamim, we should give the Emurim to Hashem, so too, when it comes to our fields, we should give the corner of our fields to the poor people for the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And perhaps what Chazal are getting at is that when it comes to Kedusha, you might think Kedoshim to you, it's only able to be in Mitzvahs bin Adon L'makom, it's only able to be in the basic Mikdash. No, but comes the Torah and it's teaching us that Kedusha is also be able to be achieved through Mitzvahs bin Adon L'chaver as well. When we give Pei and Leket, that's also a way of achieving Kedusha. And for that reason, the Torah is putting the Mitzvahs of Pei and Leket right after the Mitzvah of Kodshim to teach us that Kedusha is not only a Mikdash thing, but it's also able to be something that's done in our backyards as well. And perhaps the reason why the Torah, though, admits the mitzvah of Shechicha from the list here, it's only Peah and Leket, because Shechicha is fundamentally different than the mitzvahs of Peah and Leket. As opposed to Peah and Leket, which is something more active, Shechicha is something which is more passive. And perhaps the message is that if you want to achieve Kedoshim to you, Kedusha, it has to be done actively. It's not something which can be done passively. So therefore, here in Parshas Kedoshim, we don't find the mitzvah of Shechicha. Where is the mitzvah of Shechicha found? It's found in Parshas Kitetze in Sefer Dvarim. Sefer Dvarim is a sefer that the Jewish people needed for to be able to prepare them to enter into Eretz Yisrael. And the mitzvah of Shechicha is relevant for that. The mitzvah of Shechicha is just relevant for necessary mitzvahs that Jewish people need to maintain a society in Eretz Yisrael. But when it comes to living a life of Kedusha, Kedoshim Tiyu, so that's only able to come about by doing active mitzvahs. For that reason, the Torah here only mentions the mitzvahs of Peah and Leket. And perhaps the lesson that we have to learn from the parasha here is that A, Kedusha is able to come about not only through mitzvahs bin Adon L'makom, but we're able to live a life. Kedusha is also achieved by mitzvahs bin Adon L'chaver as well. In addition to that, the way to achieve Kedusha is not by passive mitzvahs, it's not through forgetting things, no, but it has to be done by doing active things in order to be able to achieve Kedusha.